Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America as we roll along March Madness Roadshow in the Big Apple, New York City. As we get ready, Big East Tournament has tipped, and we are underway with Xavier and Butler going down on the wire in the lift litter. And if you didn't know it, the NFL season 2024-2025 kicked off at about 2 hours ago at 4 Eastern, without a doubt. Lots to get to there, and very excited to bring Brock Hines onto the program, a frequent contributor to the program as we go around the world of sports. And a lot of stuff to get to. I mean, the NFL, you got the baseball situation here in New York. They're already gripping, and I love being in this city and watching the Yankee fans sit there going, what can we do to right this ship? My God. Now you got Garrett Cole out probably 6 to 8 weeks, and you got a mess there. So away we go. We come back. We'll do the NFL stuff. And then, you know, a real strength of Brock Hines is, you know, the TV, radio, the internet, the streaming, the media matters. And, you know, kind of a bummer year for CBS. Jim Nantz outgoing. He'll no longer be part of the A-team. Ian Eagle, Bill Raftery, Grant Hill, Tracy Wolfson, and Greg Gumbel, I should say, 77 years old and sad to report a cancerous tumor removed from his lung. He will not be one of his lungs. He will not be on the CBS set during March Madness. And of course, that'll get underway with Selection Sunday. So looks like Ernie Johnson and, you know, Kenny the Jet, Charles, a lot of fun. Hey, listen, I'll even throw it out there. The Capital One ads tell me it's March. Okay. That gets you pumped up when you start seeing those, you know, ads, and away we go. Love this time of year. You know, to throw a little curve at you this year, we opted for, instead of Minneapolis and Kansas City, will get outside of our Midwestern footprint. And we came running to the Big East and this postseason tournament at Madison Square Garden. All right, we get it started. Brock Hines right around the corner, a busy week, and then Selection Sunday. And we look forward to it. We are presented by the Road Shows and our Bracket Racket Innovative Wellness of Clive, Iowa. Also, Iowa EPS. Right here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight. We're coming right back. Don't go away. Get with the program. Walk and play like a slow jam. This ain't regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
All right, talking the world of sports, here's some bracket racket from the epicenter right now, I think, of the sports world, right? New York. Let's not get too carried away here. Innovative Wellness of Iowa, Iowa EPS, making our bracket racket and road shows continue. Caitlin Clark, Audie Crooks. I mean, we've been riding this Iowa double dose of these gals. It's just been unbelievable. But anyways, more on that later. Let's get to the task at hand. Let's get him in here, Brock Hines. Excellent on sports, but excellent on media matters, and there's just so much to do. So we'll see if we can squeeze a second segment out of Brock. But again, he's got a life too. But let's get him in here. Hinesy, how are you? What's going on? We got a lot to carve into. How are you, pal?
Already doing good. Glad to have you back on the East Coast for a couple days.
Yeah, it feels good. It really does. And, you know, if you're going to jump into the, you know, both feet into the East Coast pool, why not make it New York City? And we got a Boston regional coming up, too, at TD Bank North. Brock, let's get to it. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, March and April, you know, it used to be when we were growing up, hey, America's pastime, right? I mean, come on. Apple pie, Chevrolet, ice cream, hot dogs, and baseball was America's pastime. Brock, the NFL season, 2 hours, 2 hours and 8 minutes ago, kicked off. And I mean, seriously, we're starting to tip off with March Madness. You can't convince me that the NFL just hasn't become not only America's pastime, a global phenomenon, and we can't get enough of it. So let's rehash that right now. Where do you put the NFL in your world right now? It's free agency and obviously the official start of the new season officially today. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
12 months out of the year, 365 days, Marty. People drink, eat, live the NFL. The draft. I heard you talk about the combine recently. I don't watch any of this stuff. I don't watch award shows, and I don't watch drafts or combines. I just digest the news later. But people live for this stuff, Marty. It was never like this 30, 40 years ago when we were toddlers. And it's maybe not a bad thing. I'm not just sitting here as a 63-year-old guy saying, you know, it's changed, it's for the worse. Hey, if football is what people want to eat and digest, I'm all for it. But like you say, it's squeezing a lot of things out that could be going on in March. And that's baseball talk as we get ready for the baseball season, the Masters coming up, and of course, you know, March Madness, and it's all NFL. Can you believe it?
I know. And Brock, here's what I want to know, though, and this is where I want to get your opinion. You're never bashful about giving opinions, which makes it for good talk radio. What's the shelf life of this run? Is this a malleable thing? Is this going to be a cyclical thing that we'll get hit over the head, or will age to the point where we get jaded? Will it be a generational type of thing, or do you think the NFL is locked and loaded for a really long foreseeable run, being the dominant sport and the follow in this country among sports fans? Let's hear
the latter. And I don't want to make it sound like this just started in the last 4 or 5 years. I have people here, and I know you probably have friends too. I've got that have this feel this way. I have friends that plan around the NFL draft, and they actually get together like it
That's
is
true.
Week 14
That's
in
true.
The NFL. It's just the way that it is, Marty. So this did not start in 2019. This has been going on at least for this millennium in the 2000s. So this is not really news. I just think you're probably asking, it seems more magnified now. And it probably is, and it's not going to change anytime soon. I see nothing that's going to knock the NFL train off the tracks.
All right. So now, and we're going to get into some other topics here later on in the second half, if we can squeeze that out of you. Here's what I want to know, Brock. I want to know, now is college football with name, image, likeness, the expanded playoff, NBC's going to have a studio show on Saturday night coming right out of Notre Dame football. They're going to have a Big Ten Saturday night, game of the week. We got two mega conferences. Everybody else is fighting for a seat at the big dance, if you can pardon the expression. So now you've got college football really starting to mirror the NFL modus operandi. Their rollout, if you will. So what is this going to do? What is this going to do? And we are going to just be college football rolling into the NFL, and away we go. Let's bring the college equation into the conversation. Go ahead.
Same thing. A lot more interest in the college game, Marty, than there has ever been. And I'm surprised that they don't start the college season, bring the kids back in mid-late August, start the NFL season in early October, and you have basically football being played 8 or 9 months out of the year. I would think that would be a stupid idea, but I mean, you know, money and greed speaks, and, you know, make the football season go right through the end of February. I mean, you say, well, it's the winter, they can't play in the snow. They do now. Heck, December it snows, January it snows, they're playing in January, they clear the fields off. I'm shocked that they just don't extend the NFL season, make it start later and start college earlier and just get us, you know, that college is the appetizer, put it out there on the table, and then we bring the NFL in. I think it's kind of romantic that they both start at the same time, and obviously they don't finish at the same time, but Marty, football in the United States now is truly starting to mirror soccer abroad. Soccer,
yeah,
when we were growing up, is always 12 months out of the year. Football was, played 6 months out of the year, and we had a lot of talk. Now football is starting to look like the quote-unquote real football outside the United States. They're mirroring each other, and they are the two dominant sports in this world right now.
Brock, what strikes you right now with free agency, the official start of the season a couple of hours ago? I mean, Garoppolo cut, left foot surgery, concussion, two-game suspension. Whoever signs Garoppolo is going to take the two-game ban for using a banned substance. Hunter Renfro, a good receiver there in Vegas, but again, 5-year veteran. We don't have long shelf life anymore. You know, that running back thing of 3 to 4 years, even receivers now 5 to 6 years tops. But I mean, what has struck you? To me, I don't even know where to start, other than the story to me has been, you better walk around with your phone and hit refresh, 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 because NFL rosters, I mean, you absolutely have to score at home. It's crazy right now. And that's the theme right now. How about you? Is it just a quarterback thing? Because the draft has even been cooled off here for a couple of days during this. Let's hear. And then we'll get to break and we'll come back with more. Let's hear.
Yeah. There's probably 3 or 4 good quarterbacks in the NFL. The rest are all interchangeable. And what you just hit on a great point about the shelf life of the running back and the receivers. I mean, look at the Cowboys. They think they want to get Ezekiel Elliott back from the Patriots. I mean, there's talk about that. That's one of the latest things I was reading before we went on the air. They think they can get him back, and that's how much they think of him. He had about 700 yards for the Patriots last year. So So you've got to be really dedicated to this league because there is so much going on. And then wait till they start to tell you they're going to expand. Because I'll tell you, all these leagues, NBA, NHL, even Major League Baseball, we're going to be talking 36 teams or more by the end of this decade. Marty, you're going to have to dedicate yourself to one sport. I don't know how you're going to do it and continue to talk sports.
I know. Hey, we only got a minute.
It's a lot to digest, Marty. It is.
Yep, minute or so, Brock. The one thing that I think the NFL is really messing up on, and I wish they'd stop it, I really do. I don't like the European, German, Mexico stuff. It's nothing against anybody in any of those countries. It's just the National Football League. It's not the IFL. It's the National Football League. That bothers me. I don't know why. Give me a quick hit on getting outside our borders and playing football abroad. You like it or no? Let's hear.
Hate it. Absolutely hate it. And it's not because I don't want to get up at 9 o'clock Eastern to watch a football game. It's we only have 17 games per team in 18 weeks. I don't want a bunch of games in Mexico City, in London. I love the people in all these countries, but I'm greedy. I want to keep it to ourselves. And I'm not ready to expand to those horizons yet. I want to see the games being played stateside. And that's just who I am. And I think there's too much play over in Europe at this juncture.
All right, sit tight. We got Media Matters. I want to talk about the Patriots, some of these organizations, and New England. I mean, the Red Sox, not spending money. And when they do, the guy goes, Giolito goes on the DL for the year, IR for the year. Weird stuff to get to. And does Boston have two championship-caliber teams? We'll go to Brock's backyard in Beantown with the Bruins and Celtics, but a lot of talk on the Pats as well, and then we'll get to the NCAA. Here on Sports Overnight, coming right back.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, back live here in New York. We're headed to the Garden. They've just gone final. Xavier over Butler in the lift litter of the 2024 Big East Tournament at the Garden. 76-72, the final there. I'm looking forward to Georgetown-Providence. That's the Ed Cooley Classic. Former coach at PC, Providence College. Left, Kim English took over in Providence, and now you've got Cooley down in Georgetown trying to clean up the mess that Patrick Ewing made. So that is interesting. All right, let's get back to Brock Hines. Bracket Racket brought to you by Innovative Wellness and Iowa EPS, Innovative Wellness in Clive, Iowa. Brock, I want to stay on a couple themes here and then get to the media matter. So we're going to go in rapid fire succession here. We don't have to. Here's where I want to go. And I want to start with the Bruins and the Celtics, kind of lump them together. What are the expectations in New England? Is it championships? I know it is with the Celtics. What is it with the Bruins insofar as this season being successful? Do they have to hoist another banner to the rafter, or two of them anyways, Bruins and Celtics? Let's hear.
Marty, if last year didn't happen to the Bruins, then I would say that the Bruins are overachieving and anything that they do in the playoffs is gravy. The problem is they have to atone for breaking all kinds of regular season records last year. And the only way they can atone for that flop and getting ousted in the first round is to go all the way. And I don't see where they can, I don't see any combination of how they can do that. What they needed to do in this trade deadline, and maybe they're going to wait into the off season to do it, is they needed to get rid of Ullmark and keep Swayman in goal. There is no other organization that has two great goaltenders like this and is keeping them on their roster when they could get depth at forward, and especially depth at center, and instead the two of them are kind of rotting away, going 50-50 on the bench. No NHL team does that, Marty. No NHL team should do that. For the Celtics, to answer that question, what a tremendous road trip they're on right now, and I think the expectations for them is really, basically, it's theirs to lose. I've heard you and Dom talk about it. You know, like, who's in the East? You know, who can challenge in the East? Is it going to be Milwaukee coming out of the East? I don't know. It's the Celtics and everybody else. I mean, last year you talk about the 76ers. The Knicks were in the discussion. But to me, the Celtics, the clear favorites. And out West, I don't care how good they are. I'm just not certain that Oklahoma City's involved in there. I would say a team that you liked a lot and that you watched, I'd say the Denver Nuggets would be the team. And they gave the Celtics, obviously, everything they could handle in a preview. What was that last week?
Yeah, and that home court advantage could ultimately be the bellwether. I think the home court could very well do it. Back to the NHL real quick. Yes. What about who's the most who makes the Bruins most endangered in the East, and who do you like out West? Because that team up in Winnipeg just scares me. I've watched them a bunch. They look very, very good. But you got Vegas out there. The West is very strong. Give me a quick hit on the East and then the West in the National Hockey League.
New York Rangers should scare them the most. I'm not sure. Bruins don't match up well with the Florida Panthers, but if we eliminate the Bruins from the equation and say, who do you like coming out of the East? Just think the Rangers have been steady, and they're the second-best record in the league. I like them a lot. Out West, couldn't agree with you more, Marty. Rick Bowness done a tremendous job, former Stars coach. What a gag by the Stars last night, by the way, giving up a 3-0 lead, oh my goodness, to the Florida Panthers. Did you ever think, Marty, growing up, that a Florida-Texas matchup, Florida versus the Dallas Stars,
I
would have a grip on the NHL last night? They drew a big number last night. Everybody was on Twitter was talking about that. Can you believe that? Florida, Dallas. But anyway, I agree with you. Rick Bowness has done a tremendous job in Winnipeg. They should scare you. Rick Tocchet in Vancouver also should scare you a lot. They scare me a lot more than what Edmonton has done. Edmonton, again, until further notice, I've said this on your show before, Edmonton and Toronto are the Buffalo Bills / Denver Broncos of the old days. a lot of offense, not a great defense, and not great goaltending.
All right, I'm gonna. We'll save the Red Sox down the road because I want to get to the media stuff. But I got to throw a golf thing in here. Brock, yep. PGA, Jay Monahan at the Players. He's a Boston kid from Belmont. His uncle Tom Monahan up there in Nashua, New Hampshire. Good family. Part of that, you know, Theo Epstein Trinity College lineage. Jay Monahan took over, obviously, for Tim Fincham. He's been, you know, health issues, some stuff going on in his life medically. I think the guy's overwhelmed. A lot of people calling for Jay Monahan out as PGA commissioner. Two-part question. Fenway, a lot of the high rollers, Josh Harris with the Commanders, Sixers, and Devils, putting a lot of money behind the PGA Tour. What needs to happen with Jay Monahan? What needs to happen to make the PGA relevant again right now? Because we got a fractured golf world right now, no matter how we slice it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you've got to move, Marty. It's been 9 months, I believe, since the announcement of the merger of the LIV PGA and the DP World Tour, and not a blessed thing has happened. You look at leaderboards over the past several months as the season started in January. Marty, I don't recognize half the names on the leaderboard. I mean, I do as a golf fan, but if I'm a casual fan, you know, Scottie Scheffler, Victor Hovland, and maybe four others, and Spieth, and you know, obviously Rory. And then it drops off severely to names that are, you know, high-end minor league guys. Something's got to happen. And I mean, it's Monahan that's got to sort of make this happen. And if it doesn't happen, you know, we're coming up on a year. Marty, we will come to a year in June, and nothing will have changed. Nothing.
Yeah, it's going to slowly, Brock, be about the four majors, and then I really do worry. I do, and I love it. It's very soothing. And you know, getting to our 60s, we like that weekend to kind of kick back and relax, and I love golf on the weekend. All right, let's get to some of the Tube Talk NCAA tournament. Sorry about Gumbel. You know, an Iowa guy, too. I mean, Illinois, Chicago, his dad was a Cook County judge, died tragically on the bench. Bryant Gumbel. The Gumbel brothers, I didn't realize this. Greg Gumbel, 77, holy smokes, father time. But looks like a serious, serious thing with his lungs. He's out. We'll get Ernie Johnson. And no Jim Nance for the first time in the NCAA tournament. The A-team will be led by Ian Eagle. Thoughts on CBS?
Yeah, you know, you took the words out of my mouth. He does not look or act 77. He's very smooth. He's good. I feel awful for him. Ernie, I don't know. Ernie Johnson, yeah, it's not a step up, let's put it that way, for, you know, from Greg Gumbel to him. I mean, I can't believe Greg Gumbel. You forget this. You think of the Buck, Nance, Michaels cycle of calling Super Bowls. I don't think anybody will remember that Greg Gumbel called his share of Super Bowls. He was actually the first black play-by-play announcer.
Yes, he was. Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore
and the Giants.
You got it. So yep. I think that was Super Bowl 35. People forget that he called that in a rotation. You always think of the trio I mentioned, but yeah, it's a shame about Greg Gumbel. I like him. A very likable guy. Just smooth and dependable. You always know he's there, and he always is very, he's not flamboyant, and he's steady. So I feel bad about that, but it will go on. And as you said with Nance, you know, hey, focus on the Masters. That's his bread and butter right now. Yeah, get ready for early April, and I look forward to both of those. It's in good hands. Johnson will be fine. He's used to, you know, bouncing between the TBS and CBS, and CBS will be fine. It'll just be a change of the guard for this year.
All right, Brock, we've seen the good, bad, and the ugly in women's basketball, but, man, it's popular. And Caitlin Clark in my backyard in Iowa, man, she has carried the torch. And then the ugly was the brawl between LSU and South Carolina. Hey, if you want Title IX, you want gender equity, you're going to have fights in the women's games and you're going to have fights in the men's game, Brock.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that tongue-in-cheek. Where are you on this phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark in the women's game ascending to dizzying heights, which no one could have foreseen this? At least when you and I were younger.
No, it's tremendous, Marty. And you've always talked about on your radio show, bring the passion. Well, hey, they're bringing the passion. And this is what you've wanted from it. You're getting it. And I think it's awesome. No, I don't promote fighting. But, I mean, hey, there's a lot at stake here. You know, in South Carolina, hey, you wouldn't think they'd have it in them after the previous game when they escaped Tennessee. I was watching that game, Marty. You want drama? That Tennessee-South Carolina game was drama. Also, you need to cover people, too, as well. I don't care if they haven't shot a three-pointer all season. But you want the passion, bring the passion. They've got it. And this is something, a discussion, I think we might have hit on it really quick the last time I was on, but move that college basketball women's season up to start in October, have their March Madness in February, and bring on a bracket in February and a bracket in March. Give the ladies the exposure that they deserve, and by bringing it in March, February. February is a dead month, Marty. It's an absolute dead month. After the Super Bowl, until these tournaments, the men's tournaments in March, you've got 3 or 4 weeks where you could put the women in the spotlight that they deserve. They're not doing it. They've got to move it up and start it in October. Nothing wrong with doing it that way.
All right, one final thing. The Garden right now outside under construction, but Brock, there's a soundtrack of play-by-play when you walk into Madison Square Garden. And as I walked up the steps by the Chase Branch and into the Knicks Rangers team show store yesterday, I heard Mateau, Howie Rose, 1994, and you mentioned the Rangers as maybe being the Eastern favorite to get out there and get another cup in New York. Man, oh, man. How about 94?
You can hear him, can't you? Howie Rose doing that, and just, you know, Marv Albert, you know, one of the guys that could just flip flop from the Rangers back to the Knicks, back to the Rangers, you know, and Kenny does that now, and does it, you know, a good job, and he's all over the place in 80 different places. I don't know how he does it, but yeah, like you said, a soundtrack of play by play people that come out of that building, historic place, and is certainly why it is the world's most famous arena.
It is great. Brock, thank you so much, and I'll give a little plug. Kenny Albert's got a nice book out, and I think you or someone turned me on to it, and I've read it, and it's outstanding. Brock, we'll do it again soon, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy New York, Marty.
You got it. There's Brock Hines, a frequent contributor and really solid on the world of sports and media matters. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to. We'll check the scoreboard around these conference tournaments as we roll on into the night here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA.
the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, March Madness underway with the women last week, and now it's always ladies before gentlemen in the world of sports, right? And now we got the men's conference tournaments underway. Last night I'm watching the Northeastern Conference. Come on now. And I looked at the arena on ESPN. I was getting ready for Texas and Iowa State last night here in New York, and of course playing in Kansas City. And it's later. I mean, it's 9 o'clock tip. I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy. So anyways, I'm watching Wagner, and I love this Long Island team. And, or were they Staten Island? I don't even know where Wagner is. Somewhere out there. It's in New York. It's close by. And the New York Post made a big deal out of Wagner. And lo and behold, they knock off Merrimack up in North Andover, Massachusetts last night. And I'm like, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, they're a 16 seed. But listen, Purdue last year. I mean, if you go up to Matt Painter, and Purdue's going to be a one seed on Selection Sunday without a doubt. And they're going to park them right in Indianapolis, right? Right in their backyard, West Lafayette being right up the road. Here's what you do know. Throw out the numbers now. We've had it. We went years and years and years with no 16s picking off ones. Virginia wins the national title. They come right back the following year, and they lose to America East, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. See you later. And then last year, Purdue, and they're still not living it down. They're still not. They get picked off by Fairleigh Dickinson. So, you got to start looking at those numbers saying, look, it's not a big deal anymore when a 16 picks off a one. It just isn't. So away we go. At the Garden tonight, I think this, and I'll cap the show here in a little bit and then head on out and get right over there. I just want to be part of that post-game press conference and, win, lose, or draw. I want to see what Ed Cooley has to say about the Georgetown job. Remember, Georgetown in college basketball, along with Villanova and North Carolina and Duke and the UCLAs. And, look at DePaul, Chicago, Illinois. They're playing the late game tonight against Villanova. And if I can get a couple toothpicks in each of my eyes to keep them open, I'll probably give it a go, at least half. But it's just like, DePaul has just been horrible. I mean, they are virtually non-competitive. Coach out the door, interim coach in there, and you're saying how can DePaul be this bad? They're Chicago, and they had Dave Lieto, who was on Jim Calhoun's staff. He had two runs in DePaul. He did a hell of a job with DePaul, and then I forgot where he went. And faltered. I think it was Virginia. And then he ends up coming back to DePaul, and that didn't work out. But, anymore, it's hard because, look, if even in these, in these days of name, image, likeness, I mean, DePaul, Chicago, to me, would be like a treasure trove. If you're a high-profile high school player and you want to go and you want to, kind of make your mark of being a player who can help rebuild a forlorn, downtrodden program like DePaul, Chicago's probably not a bad place to entertain that notion. But you know what? The kids today are advised, and they want the sure thing. They do. They don't want to, for the lack of a better characterization, they don't want to roll the dice. They don't. And, DePaul is part of the Big East. Listen, they're getting great TV coverage. Fox and Fox Sports One. I mean, they get great TV coverage. And look what Greg McDermott's done. Now, it might be a little bit different, but not really, to a lesser degree in terms of market size. The job that Greg McDermott has done at Creighton over in Omaha is fantastic. And I think they may I think they may cut down the nets here at Madison Square Garden on Saturday night. I really like Creighton. They're inside out, big guy, and deep. They hit threes, but they're streaky too. I mean, like any other team, live by the three, die by the three. Creighton, if they're not hitting threes, and they're going to get chased around that perimeter, they're not going to get, you know, because there's some desperate teams here. Villanova is desperate. They're sitting there as one of the first four out right now. So Kyle Neptune has got to do the coaching job of his young head coaching career life. Villanova's got to – they're going to win tonight. They're going to beat DePaul. They got to win two and maybe three. That's how tenuous it is for Villanova. And I'll tell you, Rick Pitino and St. John's, and they're the darlings here because it's New York. They play home games in the Garden. This is another opportunity. They're in right now. But a one and done, if they get knocked out, hey, Pitino's singing for his NCAA tournament supper. So it's a good tournament this year for me to kind of really get back into the mix and jump into it. We'll have Kansas City locked and loaded with Iowa State, and I want to get to Kansas, and I've been hammering Kansas, and it's been like shooting fish in a barrel. But they're on the ropes tonight. They are a dog at home in essentially a home court at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. Cincinnati is favored over Kansas late game tonight. And we'll be, you know, in the overnight, you'll hear it. Scores, some analysis, we will get after it, and you'll hear about it. And I think you're going to hear that Kansas is out. And I saw something today out of Joe Lenardi at ESPN I thought I'd never see. He can't possibly be taken serious when he puts Kansas remaining on the three line and traveling up to the CHI Center in Omaha. Really? Now, I understand the committee takes a look at injuries. And right now you got McCullough out for the year, and it looks like Dickinson's gone. But they're not. If they put them in Omaha, what are they trying to do? Save on gas money? Because they're going to bus up there. They're not going to fly. You know, up Highway 29 North, Interstate 29 North from Kansas City to Omaha is about, what, 2 hours? Three at tops? So I just, when I saw that today, I'm like, come on, man, Joe Lenardi. And I ducked away from ESPN. I'm going over to CBS. I'm going to see these other bracketologists, and everyone's got them in Pittsburgh or somewhere other than Omaha. And here's the other one, too, you know, paying attention to Kansas City. Iowa State did not look good this weekend against Kansas State, and they may face them again. They're going to get the winner of K-State and Texas, and that game's tipping here in a bit. And what you're going to see there is Iowa State's not shooting the ball. They look gassed, and I've seen them move to the three line. They still got them in Omaha, but I'll tell you right now, if they get knocked out in their first game on Thursday, you can say bye-bye to Omaha, and then you might see them shipped out to Spokane, Salt Lake, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh. I mean, all bets are off. I mean, it's as simple as that. So away we go. Just in terms of the women's, listen, to me, it's cut and dried. You've got, I think, four easy one seeds. They're obvious. I'll say it again. South Carolina is going to have to either play a horrific game play a horrific game, get caught maybe being a little cocky, which I don't think Dawn Staley is going to allow if they run into a collision course with Iowa, Staley doesn't have to do anything. All she has to do is go back and say, gals, I want you to forget about this year's game that we're about to play. Let's go back and watch last year how they beat us and knocked us out of the tournament. And you might want to keep a body on number 22. Her name, by the way, is Caitlin Clark. So I honestly don't want to throw a bucket of cold water on the NCAA women's tournament, but it is the South Carolina Gamecock Invitational until further notice. It just is. Now, there's some other quality teams, but I hate to say it. I don't trust Iowa. They haven't played defense. I'm not going to sit here and bash Bluter, but she has not exactly got them paying attention to defending. In my world, she just plays at a high tempo. My God, they get a big lead against Nebraska. Well, relatively speaking, they get a big, 8-point lead against Nebraska, and she's still putting the foot, full throttle. And that just played into Nebraska's hands in the Big Ten women's title game on Sunday up in Minneapolis. And, man, all of a sudden, he had a 13-point swing there. Actually, it was more than that. It was like a 16-point swing, and then Nebraska's up 8, and we all know what happened. Caitlin Clark threw the team on her back, 32nd-half points, and the rest is history. All right, so that's where we are with the bracketology. We told you Xavier beat Butler. I'm just trying to think if there's any other. Let me just give you a quick hit. St. Bonaventure, LaSalle, that was a coin flip down the stretch. Bonaventure had a 1-point lead at the 4-minute media timeout. Providence and Georgetown are underway. We're headed that way. We'll recap it, both all the tournaments on the Thursday into a Friday edition. Later tonight, DePaul Villanova, we told you about that. I think Stanford Cal, we'll keep an eye on that out west. Michigan Penn State, cannot get excited about that. That is not a game up at the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis I can get too wound up about. I told you Cincinnati favored over Kansas. Boston College and Clemson, both of them are in a situation where they need a win desperately. The loser is going to have some real trouble. In fact, I'll even say the loser's probably out. And then earlier finals, BYU in the Big 12 in Kansas City made easy work of Central Florida. Johnny Dawkins got a nice team there, but they got a ways to go here. And this Johnson kid for BYU is just check that. Johnson kid for UCF is great. I mean, he had 32, but they need a little more contributions there. TCU Oklahoma, the winner has a right to feel obviously a lot better about themselves. Well, it's not. It is TCU. They beat Oklahoma by 7. The Sooners. Porter Mosier just not getting it done. Did a hell of a job, Loyola Chicago. He's in the Valley for all those years. And then the Horizon League and then to the Valley, back in it. Final Four, you know, so was it Sister Jean? He needs some divine intervention there. Oklahoma get ousted today, 77-70. Don't look now, both on the women's side and the men's side, Southern California starting to, you know, we go out west to the Pac-12, or I should say, yeah. Southern Cal over Washington, 80-74. Look out. USC is starting to play some decent basketball. So that's where we are. You know, the other thing I wanted to throw out there, I'll throw a curveball at you as we clean out the sports closet of my mind. Indian Wells. How about Djokovic? Huh? I mean, we got the Joker in Denver. But how about the Joker tennis-wise? He gets whipped the other night. I mean, whipped by a kid, a 20-year-old, 21-year-old? And he's hit that magical number. And he's about to hit that magical number. And I'd have to, again, I'm going clearly off memory here. But that the bellwether age in tennis globally is 36. And it's hard, and you don't see it much after that age. And I believe Djokovic is about to turn 37. And we saw what happened over in Melbourne at the Australian Open. And would you believe it's going to look like Djokovic may not be favored to win a major this year? So this might be, it is the beginning of the end, no question about it. But how slippery is the slope is the question. And right now it looks pretty slippery. So there you go. All right, we'll come back. We will set the scene not only for tonight, but we'll give you a little crystal ball of the weekend. We'll give you a few thoughts on these conference tournaments. Garrett Cole, 6 to 8 weeks. Judge should be back for the Yankees on Saturday in Grapefruit League action. So the Yankees are kind of holding their collective breath. And we're still waiting, if I'm not mistaken. I've been so into basketball. Montgomery and Blake Snell are still looking for a place to play baseball. My Lord. All right, we're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. We'll close it out on the other side. Keep it here on Sports Byline. Cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah. It's such a shame. It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. I used to heat your body.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, Jimmy G looking for a home, Garoppolo, and he's bringing baggage, injuries, concussions, with the back, left foot surgery, 2-game suspension for banned substance. Who's a customer? Anybody? Yeah, my Patriot buddies are like, what do you think? I said, zero chance. Zero. Garoppolo, remember, was a Belichick guy. Remember the trade? I didn't like that trade at all. Belichick didn't. So forget that. When Belichick's not there anymore. But no. Their throwback Thursday was Jacoby Brissett. But the Patriots, and I didn't get to ask Brock Hines, please draft Marvin Harrison. Would you please? Marvin Harrison Jr. You got Jacoby Brissett for the next 2 years or 1 year to play catch with him. Just take him. Would you please? Please take him. But they're not going to. They're going to take a quarterback. All right. I tell you, I got the idea that the Big 12 tournament is going to go on the men's side. I think we're going to get we're probably going to get something like, it won't be Texas. Let me give you a sleeper here. It won't be TC. You know what? It's going to be Baylor. Baylor will win. I see Scott Drew's name today floated out there. Kenny Payne got fired at Louisville. I'm seeing Scott Drew at Louisville. I don't see that at all. I really don't. Also, Mick Cronin, UCLA, mentioned at Louisville. I don't know why they want to catch that falling knife. But anyways, Big Ten, boy, there's some desperate teams up there. I don't think Purdue is going to really put their foot right to the accelerator. We shall see. Yeah, I'll tell you who needs it in the worst way, and they're capable, is Michigan State. But, Wisconsin, some outlier there. And here in the Big East, I'm taking Creighton. I think Marquette will be right there, but that's where I'm going. I'm going Creighton and Marquette coming out of the Big East. So there you go. All right, Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. Thank you to Brock Hines. He double-dipped today, and away we go. We're back at it from the Garden Thursday and into the weekend right here on Sports Byline. Sports Overnight America brought to you by Innovative Wellness of Clive, Iowa, and IowaEPS.com. Adios. Enjoy your night.